Gender politics make their way into all kinds of situations, even when you're in the eighth grade. Take it from commentator and middle school teacher Daniel Ferry.
The eighth grade science class had made a museum. A science museum full of exhibits that swung and bounced and sparked and jumped, and even one that went clunk, clunk, clunk. And the local paper was sending a reporter out to interview my students about it. We'd set up the interview for lunchtime, two boys and two girls. This was a few years ago, when we teachers were first being reminded to give girls and boys equal opportunities in science. When it came to doing and to speaking, from science labs to answering questions, the boys tended to rush into things to get there first, hold possession of the keyboard or the test tube or the floor, and possession being 9/10 of the law, tended to keep possession. So I invented subterfuges. Creating monogender working pairs, or giving the members of cogender pairs letters. You're A, you're B, A goes first. After a while, they caught on that the A's were mostly girls, and they called me on it. But that's classroom life. It's a constant dance where what's fair flirts with what's right, constantly changing partners and places and steps. None of the girls I'd picked for the lunchtime interview were shy, but still, I knew from experience, when the reporter asked a question, the boys' hands would go up first, and they'd explode with oh-oh-oh-ohs and I-knows and nearly fall out of their seats. The reporter, unschooled in the Byzantine corridors of middle school gender equity, would, as is natural, call on them, mostly. So when I called the reporter to confirm the time, I said, about calling the students. But he interrupted with, this is what I prefer. Set the kids down, and when I ask a question, the kid on my left will answer first, then the next, and then the next. It will be like dealing cards. I thought, okay, problem solved. I'll just put the girls to his left, and he'll deal them the questions first. The next day, paper bags, sandwiches, and juice boxes were lined up in front of the students like microphones at a press conference. The reporter pressed record on his machine and asked his first question. The boy's hands shot up. The reporter looked at the first girl. She looked thoughtful, and the boy started to squirm, and the reporter kept looking, and the girl kept looking thoughtful, and the boys kept squirming. The first girl gave an answer, and it was time for the second girl. She looked thoughtful. The boys were squirming out of their skins. The second girl gave a quick answer, and then the boys tumbled over themselves to give theirs. It went on like that till the end of lunch. The reporter left, the paper bags were crunched up, the room smelled like peanut butter, and the boys were jostling at the door, ready to go on to the next thing. The girls were still sitting at the table. I asked them, did you enjoy your interview? They looked at each other, then down. Yeah, it was fun, but what? Well, we really didn't get a chance to say what we wanted to say. We needed time to think, and the boys were all anxious to answer and everything, so we just said anything. And by the time the boys were done, we knew what we wanted to say, but by that time the reporter was asking us the next question, and we had to think about that. So you didn't get a chance to answer the questions? No. Oh. Should I say, I'm sorry? Should I say, oops? Or should I just be quiet and think about it? Think about that tricky dance. What is fair dances with what is right. And how in that dance, sometimes we glide, sometimes we sway, and sometimes we just step on a toe.
Daniel Ferry teaches middle school near Chicago.